stay into your mind. They go. Thank you. his body and clothes to mine. Freedom just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's true. Feeling down was easy, but when Bobby sang the blues, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby to be.
Oh, sweet love, and the rest, take a man to me, you know, he's got
say, my Saturday blues. Everyone's going home. I feel a little pain to watch them leave. But I'll be cool because I don't believe the happy times are gone. I can still put on my Saturday clothes. Everyone body moves. I've got to tell you that was a 12 times. So now I turn across the way, I put the glasses on the tray. I'll see you all next Saturday. Even too long to
together in the cobwebs and dust. Tear down the walls, tear down the walls. Gather my treasure, scatter it all. Stop the blue sea, stop the blue sea. We've been too long together, my treasure and me. Run to the sky. Run to Hawaii, run to my island, make her your bride. Whom shall it be? Whom shall it be? We've been too long together.
cannot find yourself. My mother's eyes grow misty, there's a trembling in her hand. Sit down, young stranger, I do not understand. And will you try and tell us you've been too long at school? That knowledge is not needed, that power does not rule. That war is not the answer, that young men should not die. Sit down, young stranger, I wait for your reply. The answer is not easy for souls. I'm sure he would not tell. They treated him so badly, how could he wish them well? The parlor now is empty, there's nothing left to say. My father has departed, my mother's gone to pray. There's rockets in the meadows and ships out on the sea. The answer's in the forest, not upon a tree.
Moonlight radio broadcasting on 266 meters, 1125 kilohertz, AM to Dublin City. This is another test transmission on reduced power. A telephone lines are now open if you'd like to give us a call. That's 342-169, that's 342-169. Community Radio for Dublin City. We've got a call from Damien. Listening to Moonlight Radio down there in Griffith Avenue. Good evening to you, Damien. Nice of you to call. And Damien would like to say hello to everyone listening in Hyde Park. Indeed, everyone who goes to Hyde Park. Good man, Damien. Yes, indeed. You can certainly visit us here at Moonlight Radio. In fact, if you're still listening, give us a call. I think I know who you are, Damien. That's Damien Kirwan. You're listening to Moonlight Radio, Community Radio for Dublin. Give us a call on 342-169. And indeed, that number is also open to you. So request some dedications and indeed reception reports. Also, if you'd like to present one or two programs per week here on the station, you're very welcome to do so. You don't need any experience whatsoever, although I'm sure it would be helpful to you. And indeed, it's our way of studying the community involved in Moonlight Radio. So you can present one or two programs per week here on Moonlight. 342-169 is the number. Call us right now. Right now here on Moonlight Radio, we're going to continue on with one from Frank Kelly and Christmas Countdown. Incidentally, my name is Dominic Curry on Moonlight Radio. 342-169 is the number. The line to give the call.
Day 1. Dear Nola, thank you very much for your lovely present of the partridge in the pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Governor O'Lunacy. Dear two, dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from us all soon again, and to receive your lovely present of two turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the pastorate was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the pastorate are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Govnet. Dear three, dear Nola, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the three French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the birds' droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your governor. Dear four, dear Nola, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the four calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Governor. Dear five, Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. Buy gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful ring. Your affectionate friend, Governor. Dear six, Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the six geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they lay their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Governor. Dear seven, Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. Seven swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Governor. Day 8. Nola, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids a milking here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hell over the mother's rose bed. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Governor. Dear 9, listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. My late flaming maids and milkmen is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, and an enemy of me, Governor. Dear 10, listen, manure fear. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the tin pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids and milking, going round with the ensuing rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You will get yours, doesn't it all, wanna say? Day 11, you have scandalized my mother, your dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have made some milk and dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would be the most decadent of the Roman Empire, looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bite. Day 12, listen, flurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids of milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they've been hiding since the big battle and savaged the fellow with the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night, and the locals in the defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered, and I'm sitting here up to me neck in burning flops and empty whiskey and valium, muscles, forks, blood and feathers, with the flaming cows and knees on the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Come to show you to see.
Oh, goodness. How lunacy.
What a Christmas, huh?
It's Moonrise Radio. Good evening to you.
We're back.
Again.
You said last night we wouldn't be, but soon we are. Doing a little bit of work here, and we want to touch down now with Steve. You see how it's going? So, it seems to be going down so far. 3421-69 is our number. If you'd like to give us a call, my name's Dominic Curry. I'm here with Damien Kirwan. Hello, Damien. Good evening to you. This one's going out to you. Your house taking things to you in just a little while, okay? In the meantime, here's the Four Seasons.
Working my way back to you, babe.
My way back to you. It's Moonlight Radio, community radio for County Dublin on 266 meters medium wave, 1125 kHz AM. And also our other microphone here. Just how's that sound there now, Alan? You know, all your wisdom. It's Moonlight Radio testing. Good evening to you. Our telephone line is open now. 3421-69 if you'd like to give us a call. 3421-69. Moonlight 266. And you might learn a little bit from this next record. Wilmer and Kidney with Confidence. Oh, what are they thinking next?
No, I think this one sounds better.
You may be a sharp dresser. You may be a fantastic dancer. You may be a lively conversationalist. But what happens at the end of the evening when time comes to show up?
ese sonido tan glorioso que un oro con anticipación de él me redució en bestia, gruyendo, entusiasmándose y palpitando.
Practice this chant in the morning as you rise, in the evening as you retire, and just before a date.
Will power is there.
Huh.
Kicking with confidence.
Now, have you learned something from that?
Good stuff.
Well, it's Moonlight Radio, and as I said, we're testing on 66 meters, 1125 kilohertz AM, hitting our little studio too, in order here at the station. And at the moment, I'm in the room here, whatever. And we're going to test out this. I'm not too sure if it's going to work or not. Anyway, lined up on this set, which hasn't been played yet on Moonlight Radio, is Esther Davis on words, and I think it should work if I turn this to the knob here. And it's working. Unfortunately, it sounds a little muffled. We'll see what we can do about that and come back to Ethel Davis in a few minutes. Okay? In the meantime, it's almost more music. So that's going to call 342-169 is the number. And we're going to play this one here. And this one's the worst one.
Okay.
Good boy. Happy. These are our band. And it's magic on Moonlight.
Yeah.
Baba, it's lovely. Oh, moonlight tonight. What's the season of our band? Community radio for County Dublin. On a first transmission. You. Broadcasting from the nation's capital to the nation's capital. Okay, Alan, we've just been working on that record deck, which was sounding so funny a minute ago. I think a while over, the headphones only sound a little better, so we're going to try it again. And we've lined up as we had last time with F.O.O. Beowulf and Rose.
I got so
Well, it's Moonlight Radio, community radio for County Dublin on 266 meters, 1125 kHz AM. I've just announced 55 for a bit, 10 seconds, so please do stay tuned. Thank you.